KiwiSaver default reset. The government has dropped the number of companies from the default list for KiwiSaver from 9 to 6. Chosen for higher customer service and low fees, the new default KiwiSaver providers are BNZ, BTA Funds Management, Simplicity, SmartShares, Booster, and Kiwi Wealth. ASB, ANZ, AMP, Fisher Funds and Mercer no longer qualify. The new changes taking place in December will see a default setting from the low-earning conservative KiwiSaver to the better-earning balanced KiwiSaver. It has been 14 years since the inception of the scheme for the system overhaul, a time in which Kiwis have lost thousands of potential savings because default settings worked against them. Most Kiwis do not have the financial nous to deal with it themselves and trusted the government and financial providers to steer them right. Low-income earners that should have been charged 10% or 17% tax rates were automatically charged at the highest tax rate of 33% when they were signed with a new employer, which sent IRD their information for KiwiSaver. Most New Zealanders earn less than $50,000 and should be taxed at 17%. The default tax rate of 33% would need to be changed by them, though with the way everything has been set in place without any input by them, most Kiwis left it unchecked and unchanged. Inland Revenue, aka the government's tax arm, and the Payroll Department of Employers handles the finances between them, and Kiwis receive the remainder of their income following those deductions. The high tax rate is tax fraud in anyone's language but the government's. Inland Revenue would take deductions from Kiwis' wages weekly if tax was ever underpaid until it was paid in full, but when the shoe is on the other foot, there's no chance of a refund for overpaid tax. The 380,000 currently in a default KiwiSaver will make more money in future with the changes, and the government is looking at switching them to the 6 new default KiwiSaver companies if they're not already with them. The government better not pat itself on the back for finally getting around to fixing the default errors after 14 years of allowing them without penalty. Pocketing hard-earned money meant for ordinary Kiwis sucks any way you look at it.